Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, me too. I'm optimistic.
I was away from the country for a bit. I was in Mexico.
Yeah. A nice break.
More Canadians and Europeans there, not as much Americans, and we can all know why, but it was nice to talk to some European people about their perspective of the world, especially when you're all sipping on a piña colada together. Did you know the resorts no longer give us straws?
Yeah, it's environmental, right?
Yeah, and I get that.
Yeah,
they give out metal straws, and that's fun. But no straws, so I had to have piña colada without a straw.
Right.
So basically, what
chug it old school.
What I'm trying to say is that my swimming trunks got the piña colada. They enjoyed it. Thank God I went to an all-inclusive resort. Well, anyways.
Good for you. That was great. You know, I had a chance. I was out in Toronto for Christmas this year.
My condolences.
Yeah, no, it was Toronto. It was nice. We were there with Maddie's family. That was nice. But we spent 3 days in New York first.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I got to tell you, the city is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The construction, I couldn't get around anywhere. Amazing. And again, talking to Americans.
How's the upbeat?
Oh, yeah. It's on fire.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
And there's a slowdown in their real estate prices.
Right.
It's funny that
right.
they're actually having seen a slowdown there in their prices, but the sentiment in the city.
If consumer spending is 67% of the U.S. economy, New York is doing their bit.
Amen.
It was unbelievable. Now, given it was Christmas time, but it was people were optimistic and they were absolutely going crazy. We've got a cool show today. We're going to find out a little bit about, we're going to start off with a health component. We're going to talking about brain health. The message isn't necessarily different, okay? The execution, which, you know, you and I talk about a lot, is important. And that's this year's resolution for us, is to educate and get people to execute, right?
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be 100%. It has to be somebody just has to execute on it. And we're going to talk about that in the first segment about execution fears coming into 2019.
Yeah, you know, the Ontario Securities Commission came out with a research report talking about, and part of it was about people retiring or approaching retirement. Some of the concerns, issues, risks, and they did a great job at explaining some of the key components or concerns that Canadians have when they're approaching retirement.
Yeah.
Of course, finance is one of them, but there's a big difference between the younger generations, we'll call them the millennials because they got a piece on them, versus our boomers or
some surprising data there, actually.
Yeah, and so we want to talk about the differences. How do you feel about your retirement or approaching retirement? And let's compare and contrast versus people across the country. Now, normally, a first show of the year, people tend to do a New Year's resolution or, you know, a resolution type of show. I'm not feeling it today, my friend.
Okay.
I think we need to talk about one thing about is what people are on their minds right now.
Yep.
Like what's happening live off the streets. And, you know, we want to talk about that. I also want to mention that because of what's been going on in the markets, people have been concerned about their portfolios. They're wondering about risk and so forth. So we'll have a conversation about risk later on in the show and how I think this is a good thing and people should be looking at it from a lens of a money manager. I think you'll find the opportunities there. But we're going to talk about how you profit and protect, and we're going to bring back our seminars this year. We're going to talk about how you bulletproof your retirement. All this is information we're giving out free. We think that we need to educate the population. There's some big problems down the road, but we want to make sure that people are protected and, of course, enjoying their lifestyle in retirement. We're going to have our seminar on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now we're filling up fast, so give us a call to register, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can go online to register at www.morethanmoneyradio.ca.
You know, Faisal, we get a lot of great ideas from our listeners, from our client base, and from our producer, Betty Jo Kaiser. And we've invited Betty Jo on for the first segment of the very first show of the new year. Because Betty Jo is, we often ask her, what are you thinking about? What are your friends thinking about? What are they feeling, right, with all of this stuff going on? And Betty Jo is terrific at articulating those things, and we often get some terrific ideas about things we need to educate people on. So we thought, why not start the year by bringing Betty Jo on and let's find out what she's thinking about going into 2019, particularly after all this craziness right in Alberta that we've had for 4 years, oil prices,
everything,
stock
everything.
Market, everything. Betty Jo, welcome to welcome to joining, or welcome to the show. I shouldn't say joining us.
Thank you, and Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, like for me, it's a very strange time and honestly quite frightening. Like, my husband and I are both 50, and so we're 15 years easy away from that change in lifestyle because, you know, you guys often talk on the show about what does retirement mean, and yeah, I mean, I picture this very active, busy, lots of volunteering, maybe a part-time job, you know, something fun, but the immediate, I gotta tell you, it's still extremely unsettling, and I feel like I'm just concerned. I'm worried. I'm concerned. I feel like I'm behind the eight ball. And when I listen to you guys, I feel a sense of relief. Like, well, at least down the road, well, at least, you know, several years down the road will be okay. Like I feel, and you know, at the risk of being a fangirl and plugging Popowicz Carmelli, because we are also clients, right. And you guys give us so much information about what's happening, I feel very good about the future. The long term, no problem. I'm laughing. Today, not so much. We had relatives visiting us from Ontario over Christmas, and these are smart people. One of them loves to play the stock market, and they're very in tune with what's happening. Completely missing the pipeline story. Like, I mean, completely. Like, and he said, he goes, I'm embarrassed. He goes, I had a half hour conversation with Dean, my husband. He goes, I didn't realize how desperate things are in Alberta. And we were surprised. We're like, really? Here's an Ontario businessman. He owns his own business. Very, very successful. Very tuned in to our environment, definitely a conservative, but he had no concept. And that scared me. I mean, I just feel like with the lack of the pipelines and the volatility, it's frightening right now. And I can speak for only a sort of a small group of people in my age range. There's a lot of folks that have government jobs. They work at post-secondaries. They've got other types of things going on, and they seem to be feeling a lot better about life. Mm-hmm. But me, not so much. I'm scared.
Okay. So this is typical. I think there's many, many Albertans who are feeling exactly the same way you're feeling. And even the ones who are approaching retirement, they have a few years to go before they decide to hang up their hat. They're feeling the same way. The sentiment in this city is very difficult. Even though, and on Friday, the numbers came out for employment numbers, and it looks better in Calgary. It's improved. We're still we're number two for the highest unemployment rate next to St. John's, Newfoundland. But there is still an improvement. In Alberta, there's an improvement in employment. Here's where the employment increases have happened. It's been in the service sector, not in the goods producing sectors.
Right.
And when you get into that situation, we're a goods producing province.
Right.
So we're not feeling the benefit of it. When you hear stories about office vacancies in downtown, and you see that prices, the building that we have our offices in has plummeted 19% in value from 2013 to 2018.
Right.
Those types of numbers don't give that confidence to people like Betty Jo, you, me, or the average Albertan. And so what do we need to look at when it comes to day-to-day?
Yeah, but Betty Jo makes a good point also, Faisal, is that when we speak to clients outside of Alberta, they're having a very different experience.
Correct.
Right? They're experiencing the same thing in the global markets, right, stocks and bonds and so on and so forth, but they're experiencing something very different in terms of the fears that Betty Jo and Dean have and the average Albertan, right, with this kind of long malaise that we've been in, and then it affects everything else, and that fear that Betty Jo, and you can comment on this, Betty Jo, that where that stems from, then just gets enhanced when you start reading the headline news and it looks like the whole world's going to pot, right?
Yeah. So I think, and Betty Jo, what do you think about this mindset or comment I'm going to make? When we come to a point in our lives where there is a lot of headwind, and some of it we can control, some of it can't. So I like to focus on what we can control. Part of the things that I see people, no matter which industry, no matter which city around this this country, maybe even around the world, when we have this type of a headwind, what we can control is how we handle these issues and what we can do to change it. I can't change the pipelines. I have me individually cannot change it.
That's
you
right.
individually cannot
no power.
Change it.
Yeah.
But we were talking at the commercial break, and you mentioned one thing is, what else can I do? Like, there's things that you have to think about. I think Calgarians or even Albertans in general have to think about branching on or diversifying themselves away from the oil and gas world.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is your home, your city taxes, your husband's job, your career within this city is all surrounded around oil and gas. And so there are other things that need to be, we need to expand ourselves. And I think given the way that we have so much opportunity from the internet, the government won't help us, so we can do things ourselves. What are your thoughts behind the idea of individuals now going after what their passion and trying to see how they can get a side hustle to kind of make more money, to change their own financial future, to change their own feeling about their future by doing other things beyond just the regular 9 to 5?
I think that's one half of it. And the other half is being better at budgeting and managing your day-to-day. Because for me, the anxiety is, the unknown. Okay, when is, the income going to drop again? Like, I feel like, oh, the other shoe's going to drop. The income's going to drop again. It's just a matter of time. So for me, yeah, it's like, okay, what can I do? Diversify, learn, switch it up. What can I be excited about, especially at my age? Like, once you're 50, like, I don't know, there are some people that have no problem going back and getting a degree and doing a complete shift.
Yep.
I don't know that I want to do a complete shift, but what can I do to adjust, change, be better? But the other piece of it, we need a serious sit down with Andrew at your office, because that budget and understanding how we're spending our money, we're doing okay, honestly, but I think that's another area where so many of us fall down.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you for two things. One, make your appointment with Andrew. We're going to get that figured out. Number two.
Yes.
I need you as our producer to let's set up some time to kind of go through this type of concern that people have as they're approaching retirement. So take it to somebody who's about 5 years away from retirement,
yeah,
and is experiencing the same anxiety that you're feeling.
Yeah.
And why don't we get listeners if we can? I mean, if somebody wants to, and you can do this anonymously, send in the concerns. Let's just get a list of the questions, the concerns people have, all in an effort, again, to educate, right? And if you do that, I'll tell you what, if you send it in, why don't we start the year off right? We'll send out a free copy of our book.
Beautiful.
Bulletproof Your Retirement. Okay, Betty Jo, sorry. Thank you very much. We're going to continue to do this, and we appreciate all your input in helping us put the show and the topics together. But we do have to take a quick break here. What do we got coming up, Faisal? We got our seminar coming up.
Yeah, on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Give us a call to reserve your seats, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Got to maintain your brain. Keep you sharp to address all of these issues and perhaps the new change in life that you're going to have as you move into retirement. Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.